Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, good morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Marcos, what dead person did you buy that shirt from today?
Shirts now off of. Well, I just did stop by a funeral on the way here. I mean, it's the best way to shop. It really is.
Oh, man. Discounted. Mm-hmm. The dead don't need them.
Would you wear
a dead person shirt? Like, what if a person was, you know, just from their closet? Like, if they had something that, you know, it was maybe lightly worn and, you know, that person's no longer with us. A family was trying to get rid of it, didn't want to just, you know, throw it out.
This is other family, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, you know, my own family, it doesn't seem like that big of an issue. I'd wear my father's whatever.
Right.
You know? But another person, like, I mean, how do I know when I go to Goodwill
Wait,
this isn't dead for, people?
That's what I'm getting ready to say.
Like, how do I know
right,
this
when you buy some of these things, you don't know if it's coming from a live person or a dead
Don't
person.
You have to disclose, like a house? like if you buy a house, don't you have to disclose if somebody was murdered in it? Shouldn't you have to know if it's a dead person's shirt?
I never thought of the idea of possessed clothes. What if a bank robbery happened in this jacket?
Right.
That increases the value, if you ask me.
Also, like, what if a guy got away with murder, and then you have the clothes, and what if the DNA is somehow still there from the dead person?
Wow.
You know, but now they think it's your shirt.
That sounds like a Netflix drama.
Hmm.
That's good.
Interesting. Yeah, but so, you do buy used shoes. I mean, like, it's not that much of a stretch, okay, you know?
Not, I've already established there's a culture behind this. I'm not. There's apps designed.
I don't understand. By the way, there's a culture. You UPS can't just.
To, there's a culture.
I went to UPS to return my phone.
Yeah.
And there was a guy with two giant boxes and maybe 30 pairs of Nikes.
Uh-huh.
And he was shipping them somewhere.
Shipping
and they
them.
Were all used.
You know,
so, say, I don't know. It incorrect. I don't like how you're saying they're all used. Yes, they're. I mean, it's all your car. Your
no,
car
what
is
I.
In great condition.
No, yeah, but I don't know. Well, the thing that pisses me off is you saying there's a culture behind
there it. There is a culture. Okay.
There's not a culture behind it. You're buying garbage.
I ship a whole bunch of old used garbage. Shoes.
It's not. If I type in shoe culture.
Yeah, but this is,
here's the problem.
Yes.
I have bad feet, right? All right?
Yes.
So I have a lot of shoes at my house that I've worn one time.
Yeah, see?
Because they hurt my feet.
Perfect.
That's not what you're wearing.
That is what, okay, but dude, you don't know that.
You're wearing shoes. You're wearing, here's what you're wearing.
Yeah.
I wear my game shoes during the week because I only wear them for like 1 or 2 weeks.
All right.
So I would wear them during the first week,
yep,
and work them in, and then I use the pair from last week, and then I work them in that second week, and then I wear them for 2 weeks. That's what you're selling.
2 weeks.
That's what you're buying.
Worn once. What are we really talking about here? You know,
it's no, really but I literally have shoes that I've worn once.
I mean, the shoes that you wear look like they've been through war.
That's my fault, though. That's personally my fault.
Is it?
Yeah, because I'm
feeling like you're opening the box and they look like that.
Okay, what's worse, though? That, I know, you guys treat it as if it's that. What's worse, the guy who walks in and he's like, oh, don't step on, can't, watch out, because I got to go around this puddle, or the person who's just like, nah, I'm just going to do it. My shoes are dirty, but who cares, because they're shoes.
Yeah, but you are establishing that there's
a
culture behind that.
Yeah, but you're buying those shoes.
But okay, there's a
culture. You're buying the shoes from the guy that don't care. Me personally, if I was buying you shoes, I'd buy it from the guy that tiptoed around the puddle.
Exactly. I do. I buy it from the guy like Leroy who wore
once. You don't know that.
I mean, I don't know that he didn't necessarily wear it more than once.
Dude,
but the condition.
Hold on.
During
what's the next break? Hold on. I got during the next break.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and grab a pair of shoes that I've worn one time and show you what they look like.
For sure.
That ain't the shoes you wearing, bruh.
That's not.
Your shoes look like they've been through a blender.
Yep.
What shoes do you even have?
What?
Your shoes look like the worn jeans you wear with the holes in
them. I'm not going to let you guys slander me when you're walking around with Champs shoes or something.
I'm not
like
trying
that.
To say that I'm a shoe aficionado. You are. You're the one who's saying there's a culture behind it. Like, you think of yourself as a shoe connoisseur. And what I'm telling you
do you even know what a Huarache is?
Isn't that where you go get an Asian lunch?
That's the Nike shoes.
See,
where the chef makes the onion volcano?
Yes, also pretty good.
That's hibachi, but okay.
You go to Hood Hibachi, Leroy. I don't judge you for that.
What are you talking about? It wasn't cheap.
Okay.
It was just in the hood.
And you know what? Sometimes these shoes aren't necessary, but they're cheaper than
retail. I call it Hood Hibachi
because
they spell it and pronounce it like another place.
It's the same thing.
Is it?
Okay, so should I wait in line at these retail stores on Black Friday to
be
first?
Nobody goes
to
stores anymore. They shop online. Stop it.
Should I be on this app continuously attempting to secure my spot in line
for
a shoe that is going to be $540?
Mm-hmm.
Or should I wait for an unfortunate accident to happen to someone?
Can I just say this?
I get it for $225.
No,
a little bit of blood on it. Just a little bit.
You wouldn't know it based on you because you probably covered in mud like a pig.
Okay, that again is my issue. I don't know.
But this is where we have an issue of you saying there's a culture behind it. Because what is your culture? Not giving a rat's ass?
Okay, that's my culture. But there is you're diminishing the idea of second.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. If I may. I just went online to look up Huaraches.
Yes.
I can get a pair of Huaraches.
Yeah, affordable.
For $99.
Yes, affordable for sure. Love Huaraches.
Okay.
I buy those new.
Is that the that's the slow Latin dance? That's a couple steps the other way.
No, it's not.
That's what that is.
It's.
But wait, here's what I'm confused by.
Yes.
What's $99 new used? $12?
No, you don't. You don't need to buy Huaraches secondhand. What you need to buy is those damn Jordans. Look up Travis Scott Jordans.
Okay.
Those are the ones that it's like, you expect me to spend $675 on these shoes?
Why does he have his own Jordan, and why does anybody need to make a Jordan more famous than Jordan?
He's not athletic. I don't understand why he has it. Although, Bam, oof, had some sweet Jordans on media day.
He's a Jordan athlete.
I know. He had the exclusive 8s, but they were like PEs, player exclusive.
Okay.
Yes.
Travis Scott Air Jordan 1 Retros.
Yeah.
$169.
There's no way. Okay. Try to purchase it.
What are they, like size 4?
I was going to say, try to purchase.
Are they for tiny feet, little people?
This guy's
are you buying baby shoes?
Let me see. What size shoe you wear? What size, frog boy?
Go for 11. How about that?
Okay. Men, size 11.
Yeah.
Okay. Add to cart. $169.
What's shipping? $400?
You've been had! Hoodwinked! Run amok!
Okay.
Did you
Plymouth
think
Rock I, didn't you didn't land on Plymouth Rock? Plymouth Rock landed on you.
Do you think you bought shoes that were actually worn by Travis Scott?
That's what they said. Well, then whose blood is this?
I'm just saying. I just added the cart.
I can guarantee you Travis Scott Jordans are not $160 readily available at all times.
So, if I put my stuff in,
yeah.
And buy them, you going to give me my money for them?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I appreciate that.
No, I'm just saying.
Yes.
You saying they cost $600.
Go for size 12,
man,
please.
Travis Scott's.
Yeah.
Let me go back.
Is it with like two S's?
Also, what website are you on?
Travis Scott's. Oh, because they could be used, huh? I'm on Matoyu.
Yeah, don't trust that. What? Don't put your account information in that.
Matoyu?
Leroy.
Look, these right here.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
Leroy, I'm begging you not to put your credit card information in there because you're going to get calls from countries you've never heard of.
Matoyu.
Wow.
Matoyu.
Why are we placating and helping his bad habit?
Matoyu. Yeah, Leroy. Why don't you go ahead and buy that from the
don't do that.
The commerce agency in, I don't know, Slovenia, Leroy. Buy those $160 shoes.
This is what I have to do when there's not a mixed contract.
Okay.
Sell used shoes.
Maybe, why don't you call their number for
these are $159. I'll see. Well, hold on.
Are you still on my
team? Air Jordan Low SP Travis Scott X Fragment.
Hmm.
Go to
right?
Dade South says those are Trevor Scott's.
Those are Michael Scott.
Just Travis Scott got the swoosh like this, right?
Why don't you go to StockX?
Travis Scott.
Still
okay.
If you go to StockX, that is a credible source.
Why? Because they charge more?
No.
What is StockX?
My daughter, you know, as an aside, by the way, my daughter thinks she's very trendy these days.
Yeah.
And she was like, I want a pair of Jordans. And I said,
oh.
What team did he play for?
Oh, okay.
She goes... Space Jam?
The same shoes, dude. The same shoes cost $360.
All right. Well, Leroy's about to get hacked. We'll let you know. Headlines here brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Shout out to the Pinks.
Woo! That messy. Good.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, he's good.
Hey, he comes back. He just scores 2 goals every game.
Wow, man.
All you need to do is just put him on ice for a little bit. That's it.
Is it supposed to curve like that? Does the ball usually?
He can do whatever he wants. He is a football
you never
magician.
Seen the movie Bend It Like Beckham?
Be honest.
Be honest, Porsche. They got the supporter's shield, which, by the way,
oh,
cool trophy.
Is it?
Yeah, you get an actual shield.
Oh, is it big?
Oh, it's very big. Yeah, go take a look at that support. It was really cool. Like they could be a Viking shield maiden made that.
Damn, this is good.
Yeah, it's really cool. They you know, like you brutes who only care about making the playoffs. You know, they care about the regular season in MLS. It's a big deal.
Win a cup
when you well they won the shield.
Well, okay. My bad. Win a shield. Yeah, bums.
See not, that? Not us. We're good. How much is that?
Let me see.
Right here.
That's $110 right there.
Okay.
You got it.
And that's on your website.
All right.
Still, so, though, I mean,
somebody
like,
buying those shoes, somebody buying those shoes, and you think they spent $600 for them.
You're right.
And so you're like, oh, he balling. He ain't balling. He paid the same price you paid for you shoes.
Thursday night football tonight.
Y'all say, I'm going to get got. This dude been getting got for the last 30 years.
No, because it's a culture, Leroy. You don't understand.
Yeah, it's a culture.
It's a culture.
You know what?
You got it.
I'd like to say something to your culture.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
Heard.
Tonight's Thursday Night Football. The Tampa Bay Bucks, they take on the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta.
Damn, doesn't it seem like Atlanta Falcons was just on nighttime TV?
They were. I think they were 2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, they were on Monday Night Football. That was the Eagles collapse.
Oh, where
Saquon Barkley dropped the football.
Oh,
okay.
So right.
So they're at it tonight. Falcons 2-point favorites at home. So people buying on the Bucks.
It. Everybody's still as good as Tampa looks at times.
Mm-hmm.
They struggle a little bit, so people may have questions.
Well, speaking of struggling, the Dolphins' nightmare continues. Jalen Phillips, done for the season. We'll get into that coming up next. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you rascals up until 2. Hey, WQAM has partnered with Mobile Mike Media Relations, the Florida Highway Patrol, the Global Empowerment Mission, and multiple law enforcement agencies to coordinate a Hurricane Helene relief effort to support our Florida neighbors. If you guys can, stop by the shops at Pembroke Gardens today and make a donation, including generators, solar-powered lights, canned foods, baby diapers, and more, whatever you think could help out. For more on what you guys can donate, go to WQAM.com, and everyone at WQAM thanks you for your support. That is today over at the shops at Pembroke Gardens. So check that on out. And we know how hard it is down here when we get hit with a hurricane. Trying to help out those who are dealing with it right now. I was listening to a story hearing Tyreek talk about this yesterday. He said his grandfather's house in Georgia, two trees fell into it. Won't leave.
Well, here's what you have to understand.
He said won't leave?
Won't leave.
We live in a unique state that has resources, that has laws on how our properties are built to withstand a lot of these things. So what happens in other states, like my state, Louisiana, we don't have those codes. They're not as rich. The state is not as rich. They don't have as many resources. People would not be able to afford the houses and the way they are built if you built them there. So you go into North Carolina and you go into the mountains and stuff like that, where people mostly build their houses with wood.
Yep.
And a storm like this, after it has traveled through 100-plus miles of land,
mm-hmm.
is still capable of doing this damage because of the infrastructure and how they build things there. And that's the thing that, you know, we look at it and go, oh, it was just a Category 1 when it got there. Well, that's because our stuff is built a little bit differently. And in New Orleans, everybody calls it Hurricane Katrina. It was not Katrina that caused the damage. It was the levees breaking that caused the damage. So there's just a lot of things, you know, I know right now my whole family used to live within 2 miles of each other in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans. They now live all over the country and half of them I haven't seen.
That's crazy.
So that's what these storms do. And part of the reason why is because when they left, they realized that Louisiana was behind, Louisiana was poor, and for the same jobs they had in Louisiana, they could make almost twice the money.
It's pretty wild, too, because
they never went back.
It always felt like in these storms when you're growing up, like it always felt like I'm worried about a tree blowing through my house, or I'm worried about something getting picked up and thrown through a window. And now it's like, man, the flooding has just gotten crazy, whether it be from dams breaking, right, which also happened with this storm, or just mm-hmm. storm surge. It's insane. Because we saw, right. I mean, like how we were talking about this when we went down to the Heat for the tour. And how crazy.
Rain for 30 minutes and we could barely get through downtown.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not doing doom and gloom, but I'm genuinely like, what happens when the real one goes down here? Even with knowing the infrastructure, like we haven't gotten dumped on like that.
Keep in mind, earlier in the year when I had to go get Fonz.
Yeah.
Because it flooded so much downtown, his car was almost underwater. Yeah. And that wasn't from a hurricane. That was just rain.
So if you guys could stop by.
Why can't we just pump that water into the other water?
I don't know, man. Science.
Like we're surrounded by water. Why don't we find a way to pump that water out?
Pembroke Gardens. Shops at Pembroke Gardens today. If you guys want to go make a donation with that, check out WQM.com for more details on items and details on that. Miami Dolphins, their nightmare continues. I mean, you want to talk about when it rains, it pours. Bad news for the Dolphins. It just keeps swooping in. Yesterday, mm-hmm. we get the news. Jalen Phillips is done for the season. Partial tear on his knee. Contact injury happened on.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Monday Night Football game, him and Jordan Poyer.
Same thing that kind of happened to Rashid Rice.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. The crazy thing about it is I knew something was wrong, because here's what you know. A football player will never just walk into the tunnel, right? Without trying, without nothing. Even for appearance, do a little trot and then say, I can't go. He went into the blue tent and then walked directly into the tunnel and left. And they said he would not return 5 minutes after the play. And at that point, I was like, this is not good, because I know how guys respond to injuries and what they try to do, even if it's to look like they're doing everything they can. The fact that he just walked in, right? I knew something was wrong. I didn't know how serious it was, but very rarely when you see an injury, do they say he's not returning that quick.
It's yeah, and he was already dealing with something too. People are saying, hey, science caught up. No.
Well,
unfortunate timing. Here, he still beat science.
Here, let me tell you what could also be a factor in this. Depending on how he had to get his ankle wrapped, when you do tape your ankles, the pressure that you take off your ankles moves up to your knee and your hip. So that if you get caught in one of those awkward situations, if you don't have any tape, then your ankle takes some of it, your knee takes some of it, your hip takes some of it, right? If you don't, and you have one of those things taped up, then more of that pressure goes on the other two. And that could have been, you know, a contributing factor also.
This was the hit here. You can see Jordan Poyer and him are both going for the ball, and he just takes him out. Oof. Right there.
Yep.
So, pretty.
Still working for the other side, Jordan Poyer.
Hasn't been a great Dolphins tenure.
Still working for the other side.
Hasn't been a great Dolphins tenure. There's JP. There's JP, or there's Jordan, Jalen Phillips, there's Jordan Poyer, and woof.
And nobody made the tackle.
Nah, nobody got it.
Yeah.
By the way, just to add on to that, but sucks, man. Like, this guy had come back from an Achilles and put in all that work to be ready for week one, and
is amazing. Was amazing, and
I just like. You feel for him because, you know, he's already talked about the mental struggles of not even performing right now up to his standards because he's still coming back from it. Now he's got to basically be put on the shelf again for a year. And it's just an unfortunate play.
It's just, you know, I would say take your time, right? Because, like, yeah. It's a long road, but he said he's ready for it. He's a young player. Everybody already has an idea of what he can do, and so you go from there. And you know, I wish nothing but the best for him. He seems like he has the right frame of mind to be able to handle this.
Yeah.
And so you just, you know, take some time. Regroup and get ready for the long haul. It's unfortunate because all this is happening at the worst possible time for the team.
It was literally like the only thing. If you were the most optimistic Dolphin fan with how this year has been going, you're like, well, man, at least
the only positive thing.
At least Jalen Phillips has made it back. Like, yeah, that's a great story. Oh, here. Why don't we just throw a bomb onto that too?
Right. But you know, and That was more of a freak accident.
Yeah.
But if you look around the league, there has been a lot of kind of weird injuries, like, and you know, due to the fact of this is like high energy preseason, these first couple of weeks have been. Now, I will say this. I did see, the thing is, people don't realize that was the play it happened on, because he tried to stay in the game.
Yes.
And then it looked like he tried to take off on it. And then they viewed it, oh, a non-contact
injury. I thought it was non-contact. That's what I right. thought. No, I thought that
it happened before that.
I thought that it was a non-contact. Like, they showed that little stubble step that he had. Stutter right. step yeah. that he had. And I was like, oh no.
Right. Because that looks like an Achilles.
But yeah, partial tear of the ACL. Now has to get surgery.
Partial. So partial is not as long as
no,
a full
but,
tear.
But coming off
but
of...
it's a little more trickier, because some doctors will tell you it's almost better to have it just tear all the way.
Is that what happened to your boy from Michigan, McCarthy? Was his full?
No, he had
meniscus, right?
Meniscus, which is weird that he's out for the year with a meniscus. So I'm wondering if it's something else. Because I had meniscus surgery, and I was walking the following week, and there's so many different levels to all these injuries that I've never heard of a guy missing a year unless they just said we're going to hold him back. I've never heard of a guy missing a year with just a meniscus tear.
It says that a trim takes 4 to 6 weeks, while full repair takes 6 to 8 months.
Okay, so you full repair then.
Mm.
I didn't know that, because most of the time in football, you're just getting it trimmed. Right? We had Randall Cunningham had a debridement or whatever, clean out, and he played in 2 weeks. So, like, this is the different levels that I'm experiencing when people have knee surgery. So it's, like, really hard, you know, to really know. And that's why I tell you, when you hear all these injuries and people just put a date on it, I'm like, well, you don't know what they did. A lot of the stuff they have to do as far as cleanup, as far as repairing other things, you don't know until you get in there.
And it's also got to be one of these things where, like, hey, you did just come off an Achilles. Like, there's got to
– Well, for him, you don't want to have him struggling to get back and then do something to his Achilles or now his hip.
Right.
So you just, you know, like, let's take an abundance of caution and let's try to get him, you know, back to where he needs to be.
We'll take a break. We'll hear a little bit from Mike McDaniel on the Jalen Phillips injury.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I'd like to we have never heard just a little bit from Mike McDaniel.
That's
I
fair.
Would appreciate it if you didn't say it.
I apologize.
Just say we'll hear from Mike.
We'll hear a lot of words from Mike McDaniel on Jalen Phillips. Back after this. Frog Boy was late. He was getting Wendy's. Play some music, Frog Boy.
It was good Wendy's. I'm sorry.
I mean, what are you doing here, dude?
They gave me new stuff. What
We're
do you
trying
want me
to
do?
Go out here. Did you just play the song?
You said play music. You didn't say play music.
Just play the song.
It was already there. What do you want me to do?
Oh, my God. Welcome back. It was good, though.
Good stuff.
That was good.
Pineapple under the sea.
Free Wendy's Frosties in the kitchen, Leroy.
Yeah, man. Oh.
Pineapple under the sea. I guess they have a SpongeBob collection coming out, and I was telling Frog Boy, that means Tommy Tobin's going to be taking me to Wendy's a lot. He loves some SpongeBob.
Does this come with toys and stuff like that? Well, she wouldn't. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. It should.
It's weird it should. Because, so, if they put SpongeBob on TV and Wendy's, he'll want to go to Wendy's just to get the same Wendy's food? I don't know.
Well, they're like
they have special flavors.
They're like making a Krabby Patty, but what we had was pineapple under the sea Frosties.
Pretty good. So does it taste like pineapple?
Had pineapple and mango in it.
Yeah.
Vanilla
Frost.
And then I gotta tell you, I'm a mango flavor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not an actual mango guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That well, makes sense.
I can't have actual mango because I break out in hives.
Right.
Very weird.
From the nectar.
You sure it's not from the lion while you eat mango?
Oh, what?
The lying.
I don't know.
No, the storytelling.
I'm not telling stories. Whoppers. I'm not telling whoppers.
The fibbing.
Oh, apparently, people can be very allergic to mango syrup.
Syrup. Uh-oh.
Just the syrup.
You can't hang out with an old boy and...
DeMarcus?
DeMarcus. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get a little or a lot of Mike McDaniel here. Okay. Properly.
Can I ask a question before we start?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you expecting him to say?
I don't know.
Because I think he has a presser every day. And there's not a whole bunch that changes from, especially from Tuesday to Wednesday, because Tuesday's players' day off.
Right.
Wednesday to Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday are the big practice days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing he's going to talk about Jalen Phillips, but what, like...
Yeah, that's...
What can you possibly want to ask him... You know what I mean? Like, that you haven't asked yesterday.
Yeah, this was, I think, the big news. I think when he spoke, it was literally right after Jalen Phillips announced that he was out.
I got you.
Here was Mike McDaniel's reaction to JP's injury.
There's contact injuries that, you know, it was a frequent at that because, you know, it was probably the first time that I've had friendly fire, as they say, Poyer and him having, I can't remember what quarter it was, but they both got injured on the play, aggressively trying to take down the ball carrier. So it was a partial that the medical experts needed to go fix, and beyond that, I'll leave that to Jalen to speak on more, but
yeah, there you go. Oof.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, because if I'm not mistaken, they have said to me sometimes a full tear is better than a partial tear.
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure as far as the healing process.
Well, that was isn't that what happened to Tannehill? Didn't Tannehill have a partial tear?
He had a partial tear.
I don't know if it was ACL, but he tried to rehab it.
Rehab it, and then it tore.
Yeah. Nightmare.
That's right. They told him he should have had surgery or something. He's like, nah.
They said he could have surgery.
Well, yeah, it was, and I think it was one of these things where Adam Gase, he said that Ryan Tannehill beat science.
Yeah.
Right.
And he did not. And then we were stuck with Jay Cutler.
Although Jalen Phillips did beat science.
No, he did beat science.
This is different.
He beat science.
Yeah.
Luck and caught him, I guess. Yeah. Bad luck.
And the Bills. We know what you really are, Jordan Poyer.
You know, Jordan Poyer, I would say his Dolphins tenure has not gotten off to a great start.
Haven't seen nothing.
Not gotten off to a great start. He played with a giant glove that got stuck in a face mask. And he ruined Jalen Phillips. You ruined him.
The only good story we had thus far. You mentioned that, and then I tried to think of like another good
story. Give me something that's positive. Give it to me. What do you got?
Okay, maybe.
Jake Bailey's punting? That went out the window this week.
Yeah, true.
He cost us 3 points.
The only thing I can potentially think is...
Nope.
Not even Calais or...
right. Calais. Yeah, those guys. Calais Campbell and Zach Sealer once again trying to lift the Dolphins on their shoulders. Two giants.
Yeah.
And not even that is working out.
But literally, there's no other positive storyline. Nothing.
The Dolphins got an interception on the 6 and couldn't get a touchdown.
Couldn't get a touchdown.
On the 6. What are we doing?
That's 2 Leroy Horde runs.
I mean, they were saying the right things yesterday about Snoop Huntley. Snoop saw some stuff. Yeah, you know, he's got to come together. So I only have hope.
It's not something that's just going to happen overnight. And it's one of those things where you almost hope he didn't have a strong arm because he would have launched that thing higher and earlier, right? In both cases. Because when you think you have a strong arm, sometimes you'll try to make the throws not the the so that the receiver runs under it, but you try to put it more directly on him. So, yeah, but like they'll practice and they'll, you know, figure it out. And like to expect, like you would hope, seeing that you could hit a couple of them, maybe not everyone, but one of them, just for the sheer fact that the guys play quarterback. But you also understand that he's never played with Tyreek or anybody with that kind of speed. And so, therefore, it becomes a situation where you kind of, you know, have to get used to the speed of this team.
They said today that Odell, they'll have an idea on his playing status because they only had a walkthrough yesterday. Today's a full speed practice, and right, that'll get the idea about whether or not he'll be good to go for Sunday. Okay. Are you eating the Frosty right now?
No, oh, I didn't. I just, the smell of pineapple just overtook me.
You're a child.
It's just really good.
I can't say anything.
You're a child who buys dead people's shoes.
I once ate a 10 piece. I'm not going to get mad at him over a Frosty.
Uh-huh.
Did you, Leroy, you didn't buy him those shoes, right?
Because
that was definitely a hack. Like, you definitely, like,
even from his own website, they were 110.
All right, Leroy, I did some research. I didn't want to do this to you, but I'm going to do this to you now. You know what you just did? You're that guy in Uno who's like, oh, look, I got 3 red cards and I only have 2 left. And you don't know the guy right next to you has 3 draw 4s and he's ready to kill.
What?
This is what evidence A. What you exhibited, these $110 shoes, right? Oh, these $110. First of all, we can tell that these shoes right here are used in micro wrestling, if you know what I'm
talking
about.
Those are baby shoes.
These are baby shoes. If you don't think these are baby shoes, I looked at the sizes, and as you can see, not only did the price go up, the size is in 2Y, 2C, 2 whatever. So then what did I do? I was like, okay, well, let's go ahead and find those shoes. In women's, for example, you click in women's, that same exact shoe. Minimum price listed here, $639. Jeez. For a size 6.5. Good luck. What size does Sophia wear? Is it 6.5? Because you can get it for a whopping $700. But no, let's go ahead and keep judging him, shall we? We continued. How much would it cost on an adult foot? Remember the 11 that I asked for? That is a whopping $360 to begin. But if you look at the actual price as it continues,
that's just placing
raise,
a bid?
No, that's just the lowest price, which is probably the smallest size. And yeah, if you want to place a bid, you can. That's
oh, wait, so they charge more for bigger shoes?
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
If you open
sizest.
Now, if you go to what I mentioned previously as how expensive they could be.
Jeez!
$1,700.
What's so great about that shoe?
Nothing! Which is why.
It doesn't even look. It looks hideous.
It's an ugly shoe.
So you wait.
Right.
That shoe looks like it would be at TJ Maxx because they made mistakes.
Yeah, they accidentally put the check the wrong way. Let's go ahead and charge $2,000
or more
for it.
So you said, I'm getting scammed.
No.
I think you're getting scammed if you try to get them shoes.
I agree, which is why I wait for
it. Would have been really funny, though, if Leroy did buy you the shoes and they were for baby Todd.
No. Those weren't the shoes that I was getting.
Are you sure?
Positive. Different website.
Make sure you're seeing the size, dude. I'm just saying, triple check.
He's making things up, dude. And I looked up that Matuyo, Mayutu, Mayoto website you were talking about, and Babushka works in that factory where they're creating those shoes.
Man, wild.
I want an apology, Leroy.
Nope.
Fair.
Wow, you stood strong.
Just
you wouldn't have. It would have been fine, right? If first of all, if you wouldn't be buying you shoes, we wouldn't even be having these conversations.
So this is my fault. I think you're gaslighting me. I don't know what's going on.
All right. When we come back, Tyreek Hill. He needs to learn a little thing called time and place.
Oh, T&P.
A little T&P for Tyreek. Back after this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.